Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
One more thing for Odds and Ends. New Aaron Hernandez episode tonight.
Tonight!
Have you seen the parodies?
No.
You haven't seen the parodies?
What do you mean, like,
you parodies seen the parodies?
He's nuts! Got him!
Got him! Wait until the end of the show. Wait until the end of the show, and I
that
still
was well played.
Got you. Ha,
well
nice
played.
One. My crowning achievement on this program.
Stiz, what was the date on that?
October 3rd, I believe.
Okay.
Something like
that. That was the height of your creativity.
That was the peak of the show.
You nailed the hell out of it.
Got that one.
I actually think there's another clip coming that was the peak of the show.
Really? Yeah. Well, it's true. I think I know what you're talking
about, too. From a peak to a valley is...
On this show, I mean, it can be very quick. Yeah. Go from one to the other in a matter of seconds.
It's extreme.
No question about it. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a minute. Wanted to reset on what we opened with, and that is, what is going on here with this offseason? And how this offseason is different from last year's offseason. Now, there's some big differences, obviously. Mike Vrabel's a much more experienced head coach. He's coming in here. He's getting the run of everything. He's getting the key to the mansion, mm-hmm. right? Like, this is going to be his show. He's running the show, we think.
Yeah.
It seems that way anyway. And last year, it was much more undefined. I do still think, though, despite that, there's a lot of people that he's going to be working with who now have kind of undefined roles, who we don't know how much or how little he's supposed to collaborate with, or if he's going to be expected to collaborate with those people the way that Gerard Mayo was and Elliot Wolf was and the people who were in charge of such things last year. Also, the offensive coordinator search has taken a while here.
Yeah.
And it's not even so much that I wanted them to rush the offensive coordinator search. It's that he said, yeah, I'm getting started right away. I got interviews coming up this weekend. I'm going to be talking about this. We're going to be doing this all. I got guys in mind, blah, 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 blah. And, again, you don't want to rush anything. But last year, they couldn't get an offensive coordinator. They couldn't pay anybody enough money to come here and be the offensive coordinator. Now, it's more attractive this year because Drake May's here. And as Tommy Curran told us yesterday, Mike Vrabel probably wouldn't even come over to coach this team if Drake May wasn't the quarterback.
Right.
And I think that's also going to help in the offensive coordinator search. But it's not like people are banging down the door to come here and be the OC. And whether or not that was the case, even if it was, the process seems to be dragging a bit. Now, you think that's performative mostly, right?
A little bit. A little bit. Although I was intrigued with how, so I've kind of criticized Schefter for only having Josh McDaniel's name. Didn't offer anything else up. Giardi had another name quite ready, and it was my former office mate, Charles London.
Mm-hmm.
I was intrigued with how quickly and aggressively he said him and Dave Ragone. I thought that, didn't that lead you to believe those two guys have been interviewed?
At the very least, yeah.
And also for clarity purposes.
Or that they were on a list to be interviewed or something. Yeah.
But I took it as maybe they've already interviewed his aggressive response. Also, Charles London is black, just to FYI.
Okay.
Just for the Rooney Rule reasoning.
Sure.
And if he's...
I wouldn't know him from Adam, so I have no idea.
I would.
Well, okay. I'm just saying. Like, yeah.
I love that. Do you not love that story, or does that...
That he was the guy at Gillette in terms of stadium...
Yeah, and now he comes back and he runs the offense for Drake May?
I think that is cool, yeah.
Or is it easy fodder when it doesn't go well, like a month and a half in?
Oh, it'll be easy fodder if it doesn't go well.
Oh, you hired a guy that used to mow the lawn, and now he's running the offense, and there's a reason we're 10th and we score 10 points a game, right? I mean, that's where I feel like Charles London go somewhere else.
Yeah.
If you have an opportunity.
Understand. I mean, and I think there's something to that, to be sure. It's not like he was the janitor or anything, but yeah. I mean,
that wasn't his primary job, with football.
Yeah.
And now he's going to, you have deemed him, if he were given the job, maybe the most important person in the building, not named Vrabel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a
And not named Drake May, obviously. And too, not like Drake the most May. Important coach in the building,
right.
other than Mike Vrabel.
It was like
sure.
last year, we
100%,
thought
yeah.
Alex Van Pelt might be the most important coach in the building or mm-hmm. person in the building. And I think it's a cool story. Steve Buckley would have loved that story because he likes good stories.
Yeah.
If Charles London gets the job. But I liked that Giardi had. So now in my mind, Alex Van Pelt, Josh McDaniels, Charles London, and Dave Ragone have interviewed. Just in my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true or not, but just the way this has all sort of been said by Vrabel, said by Giardi.
Dave Ragone is who again?
He is the former, he was the quarterback's coach for the Rams, I believe.
Okay.
And so maybe he did an interview, right? Because he hasn't had a bye. He hasn't had time to interview, right? He's with the Rams.
Yeah, he's the QB coach for the Rams right now.
So I don't think he could have interviewed.
Okay. He was the OC of the Falcons recently.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears QB coach, passing game coordinator.
Didn't he play quarterback at Louisville?
He did. He played in NFL Europe. He played for the Berlin Thunder.
So.
Played for the Texans, Bengals, Rams, and Panthers as well, but he was mostly a practice
quarterback. Okay, I wanted to make sure that it was the right name I was thinking of. But
a third-round draft pick.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Didn't work out.
Did not.
No. But
I mean, listen.
Hey, Alex Van Pelt was a former, you know, journeyman-type quarterback.
He sure was.
My guy, Charles London, can interview because he was the Seahawks quarterback's coach, so...
Okay.
He's available.
All right.
So maybe I was wrong. Maybe I took it the wrong way on Ragone, but maybe it's Charles London, Josh McDaniels, and Alex Van Pelt have interviewed.
Okay.
Feels like it.
Out of those, you still like Josh the most?
Oh, I think Josh is by far the most qualified guy mm-hmm. for the job. It's a little bit, though, like your feelings with the head coaching job.
Yeah.
If you swing for the fences.
Vrabel is more qualified than Johnson, but I wanted Johnson right. because of what he does and what he represents.
Josh McDaniels' floor.
Mm-hmm.
He's done the job for 2 decades. He's not going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
But you could argue Charles London, who has never been a coordinator. He's been a quarterback's coach, a running back's coach, the whole thing. Maybe he's the next big thing.
Mm.
He does have, while I'm on him and I like the story, let's just run down a little bit.
Okay.
So he, when he left the Patriots in 04, so he lived the early dynasty years, left the Patriots, went to Duke as a grad assistant, Duke as a running backs coach. Then he went to the Bears, I believe under Lovie Smith to be their offensive quality control guy. Then he went to the Titans as an offensive assistant, back to college at Penn State, building a nice little resume here back and forth.
Was he at Penn State with
Billy
O'Brien?
I believe.
Okay. Yep.
Because then he went to Houston in 14, which I think was with Billy O'Brien.
Right over there, yeah.
Which I'm guessing 14 to 17, he crossed paths with Vrabel.
Because Paterno, all that happened in like 2012, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
And then
that
he was with Vrabel in Houston, went back to the Bears as running backs coach, then went to the Falcons in 21-22, which I think is probably under Arthur Smith,
mm-hmm.
right? Who he probably was with somewhere along the way there. And then went to the Titans in 23 as their pass game coordinator, and last year with the Seahawks as their quarterbacks coach.
Okay.
He's got a decent little... bounce around, build a resume, see different things, be with different people. But that's, you could strike out. He could stink.
Yeah.
I mean, nice man and all, but he could stink at it. Josh McDaniels is not going to stink. He's a capable, competent coordinator in the NFL. And I know people have real trouble differentiating head coach, coordinator.
Oh, he failed in Denver.
Right. He was a head coach. I'll never ask him to be the head coach again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking him to be the coordinator,
yep.
which he's shown he can do everywhere. Sorry, except for St. Louis, where everybody likes to say, hey, he was 30th with Sam Brown. Okay, he was. Whatever. Great.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I like about that job? I don't know why I'm all wound up. I think the lucky energy kicked in. Who hired him to be the coordinator in St. Louis?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Earth, not McCarthy.
No, Spags.
Oh, really?
You know what Spags was?
No.
Spags was the defensive coordinator for the Giants.
Okay.
When they faced the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And the Patriots in the Super Bowl were coordinated by?
Josh McDaniels.
So he respected the guy that, by the way, he kind of slapped around in the Super Bowl for the worst upset, the worst loss in Patriots history. They are just like scheming back there. You notice that they're not even listening. Their heads are together.
What's going on?
Making fun of them. But the fact that Spags respected him, and Spags is now a head coaching candidate again, hottest defensive coach in football.
Yeah.
Spags respects Josh McDaniels, so there was a little value in that crappy year.
Well, maybe he didn't after that one year, but yeah.
Well, maybe he might have worked with him and said, wow, this guy's a clown.
This guy sucks, yeah. But it didn't end up working out there for him in St. Louis. As a head coach, he flamed out pretty famously, but as the offensive coordinator here in New England, most consistent success you could ask for, and got a good year out of Mac Jones. The Cam Newton year, though, that's one I think needs to be brought up, and I heard Jones talking about this the other day. It wasn't even so much that he had a tough time with Cam Newton. Didn't really do much developing a Jarrett Stidham, who was supposed to be the guy there, and when he didn't work out, they panicked and signed Cam Newton. So,
do you put
that on McDaniels?
I mean, I got to put some of it on McDaniels. He was the coach, right?
Right.
But, first of all, remember, first couple games, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy wanted to give Cam Newton $100-something million.
Yes, he did.
He had that, who'd they beat? They beat somebody and then lost in Seattle.
I remember the Seattle game because he threw for like 400 yards.
Yeah, in a losing effort.
Yeah, I forget who they beat. I want to say it was Miami,
but
maybe.
But then didn't it all fall apart because, hey, Cam got COVID somewhere along the way, and he's like,
he was very skeptical of the vaccine too, right?
There was some of that, but he said, you know, before I got COVID, we were all going down the highway, then I got off, and they didn't slow down, so I couldn't catch up after COVID. It was some, like, traveling road trip thing, which was part of it. But you know what the biggest part, I think, was? Cam Newton was done.
Yeah.
Toast.
He was toast.
Remember they couldn't complete a screen pass? Didn't he throw a pick on a screen pass to Harris, Damian Harris?
Did. We have some breaking news here.
Ooh.
Stiz, if you would.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, well, people have been talking about this. There have been a lot of rumors and some reports about it. New England Patriots Executive Vice President of Football Business Robin Glazer, one of the franchise's highest-ranking executives over the last 18 seasons, has informed the team that she plans to resign. This, according to Mike Reese, who just posted this a few moments ago. He writes, "The departure of Glazer, who plans to work through mid-February, leaves a significant void in the organization at a time of transition under new coach Mike Vrabel." Glazer joined the Patriots in 2007 as a senior advisor to ownership and club council. She elevated to vice president in 2011, senior vice president in 2018, before another breakthrough in 2020 as senior vice president, business affairs, and chief administrative officer of football. Robin Glazer out. Leaving
Robin
the Patriots.
Glazer.
Resigning. Not getting moved to another part of the business. Yeah. Doesn't seem like she's done.
Yeah, no. That I told you about a month ago, somebody had brought up the idea she could resign. And then some other people I was texting with kind of used past tense when talking about her. I was like, that's not good. When they talk. That's like, Christian used to do a great job on the afternoon show.
Right.
Oh, used to? He gone?
Which a lot of people are going to be saying that in the
days, you're going to be very much missed.
Big
soon as I slide into that chair, you're going to be missed.
They're going to be
I'm
going
to be
me.
The best thing that ever happened to your reputation. There is no doubt about that.
I'm looking forward to that.
No, Robin Glazer really worked her way up from what I saw, both internally and then once I left.
Mm-hmm.
I think she branched into a world that, quite honestly, is tough to branch into.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm not a MAGA heart and I'm not most liberal or sensitive to these issues, but she's a woman in football, trying to be a woman executive in football. That's not easy.
Hmm.
And especially in this place, and especially in this place going through turmoil.
Right.
Right? Like, you could transition toward power in the dynasty. Like, if she had come up in 2003, 2004 and just slid into promotion, would anyone have cared when you're chugging along winning 12 games a year?
Definitely not.
But when you win four games...
It would be considered a feather in the cap
absolutely.
Of the organization is what it would
But when
be,
you yeah. win four games, people are like, what the hell's... Oh, are you going to hire a woman to do football work? Like, it's just a tough world to break into, and apparently it didn't work. And I'm not surprised that... I mean, just because she's a woman is one thing, but Mike Vrabel's... What Jeff did? The man.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when the man takes over, sometimes there's transitions in power, right?
Yeah, appears that way. For more on that, here's Mike Ball. How about Dan Ball?
Who's Mike Ball?
I don't know who Mike Ball is. I used to work with a guy named Mike Ball a long time ago, but spelled differently. Anyways, here's Dan Ball. He's going to tell you more about this and all the other news going on. And when we return, Pro Football Focus ranked every player in the league. We'll see where the Patriots ended up in these rankings, and we're going to take a look at where the four teams in Boston here rank and who's more likely to get better or get worse sooner. That's all coming up right after Dan Ball. Yes, Dan Ball. Get you caught up on what's trending.